Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Chris Lee's with me now. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Sean.
It's that time of year. Here we are talking tickets go on sale for the Aussie Osco on Monday. It's the same day as the Everest, and you get a few bullets to fire with the Everest by the looks of it. You get In Her Time already locked in.
Yeah, very grateful that English offered their slot to In Her Time, and the owners, of course, were thrilled to have her in again.
Now, your others, you've got a couple of other beauties. Le Romain, what's the story there? Is back in work or back? Is still in the paddock?
Yeah, no, he's back in work. He's probably about 4 weeks from a barrier trial. So he'll be contesting the early part of the spring, but lots of options around for him. He's not a horse we really lock in his preparation, but he seems to be coming up well.
Graf is another exciting runner. That would be Everest bound, hopefully?
Well, hopefully, yeah. There's half the field's already locked away, but... hoping to get him up and going early. He's probably about 4 or 5 weeks from a barrier trial as well, so we'll see where he's at in the early stages, and if he's good enough, someone will take him up.
It's an interesting situation with the Everest, isn't it? Whether you go early and lock one in or whether you sit back and wait and see what falls by the wayside.
Yeah, well, you've seen last year, if you locked in early and then the changes, a bit of attrition as it got closer to the race, so I don't think there's any real proven formula yet, but it's still a very exciting concept.
As a trainer, when they go out on the track for the Everest and you look at the race book and see the amount of prize money, do you get a little bit of a bigger tingle than a normal race?
Oh, I think wouldn't be human if you didn't. You know, yeah. It's a huge incentive for anyone involved. So, certainly a windfall if you can be involved.
Now, you've got some other nice horses. We'll check on these. Gem Song, where's it going? What's happening with it at the moment?
He just resumed pre-training. Gone over to our water walker from Guru Stud on Monday. He arrived in terrific order, as you'd expect. He did go a little bit deeper into the Brisbane Carnival, so he's a little bit behind some of the other horses in it that we feel could be spring horses. But such a long, long carnival now with the advent of some new races, so there's plenty of opportunity for all types of horses.
And that Brisbane Carnival, you can just hang till the tail end and pick up a bit of black type sometimes, can't you?
Yeah, he certainly can, yeah. It rolls on for a while.
What about Frankly Awesome?
She's having an extended break. She just had a little knee issue post the ATC Oaks, and probably won't see her in the spring. If it is, it'll be late spring, but more likely next autumn.
All right. Now, one that I reckon would excite you, Aliferous.
Yeah, she's done a wonderful job. Probably unlucky not to win something in Queensland anyway. In her three runs, so she's having a month off in Queensland in the sun, and she'll be targeting the back end of the spring.
Okay, 60's Groove.
60's Groove, he's just gone back into light work. He had a couple of weeks off in Queensland. Another one who's still in Queensland, but not sure what level. You know, he was very strong in the Brisbane Cup, so he'll be aiming at probably a race like a Metropolitan Handicap.
All right. Now, you mentioned Queensland, the Sunshine Coast, the Guineas on Saturday. Asharani, Lady of Shalott, will either of those run?
Lady Shalott's running today. Asharani will run, more than likely, just waiting for barrier draws. She's also accepting in Sydney, but looking like a heavy track at either venue.
All right. The Caloundra Cup, you got Big Duke, Saunter, Dukan. Big Duke going to go around?
Big Duke will now that the rain's come, and Saunter Boy will likely head up as well. But Dukan will stay here for the two-mile race here.
All right. Now, you've got an interesting horse nommed on Saturday. I'm just finding it here. It's a German horse, Attention Run.
Yeah, I will keep her another week. Probably the 1,500 would be too short for her, but and next week she'll probably resume in a mile, which likely to be too short for her. But be interesting to see how she comes up.
She's raced in some decent races in Germany, hasn't she?
She has. The trials have been... She hasn't been great out of the gates, but her most recent trial was a lot better. So she's still a work in progress from an Australian point of view, but she's getting this slowly but surely.
Is that a common thing with some of the Europeans jumping from the barriers? Because over there, a lot of the time, they just sort of hack out, don't they?
Yeah, not really, but I think the mares often take that little bit longer to acclimatise and settle in, and she's probably in that boat.
All right, I said she's run third there in a couple of listed races and won Cologne in Germany. So she's obviously... How far do you think she'll go? I mean, she's got to 2,000 over there.
Yeah, no, I think she'd get every bit of 2,000. I expect her to get beyond at some stage in preparation.
All right, terrific. Well, you got a decent batch in. We got one today. We can find a winner somewhere.
Oh, Sean, they're all going well, but untried or unproven on really heavy ground. Probably like a lot of horses that are racing today. They haven't seen tracks like this for a while. Yeah. I'd say the two-year-old maybe in the first. He's probably the horse with the most upside.
All right. Anything for the Civic Stakes Saturday? Will you run Intrinsic or Star Reflection?
Star Reflection will run. She's got a good wet track profile. Rarely runs a bad race.
This will find them out today on the heavy, won't it? It'll be interesting because this is probably the heaviest track we've had for the Kenso.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Kensington reacts under these conditions. So, look forward to it.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Chris. Good luck with all yours.
Thanks, Sean.